now this week, Horror Week, and your stories of the unexplained. Jenny writes to us on Facebook and says, after my granny passed, me, my mom, and my dad were all sitting at the dining room table. That was the place everyone that came over went to. And in the middle of the table was a Lazy Susan, and it started turning on its own. And then the TV in the family room turned on.
Stop.
And everybody just knew it was my granny.
Oh, it's granny. She's just wanted to say hi.
Yeah, I mean, does that make it any better, knowing that it's a loved one?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, because you can't really be sure.
Well, that's true.
I mean, if she wrote a note, like if there's like on paper and a note starts appearing, that's nice. Like, I love you, Granny. Something like that. The turning Lazy Susan and the TV getting flicked on, that's a little on the creepy side. I don't know.
All right. Mark on Facebook sent us a message. I did a seance years ago. Wait, pause. Hang on.
Oh, wow.
Listen, I was going to say.
Opening a portal to something bad.
If you are doing seances, you are inviting this stuff, all right?
Yeah.
Anyways, did a seance years ago with my best friend and his family. I had a conversation with one of my departed grandfathers. He was able to tell me his name, which no one I was with knew, and also about a baby, which was from a tragedy that also no one knew. That's spooky. That right there.
Oh,
just
wow.
These small little examples of the unexplained and the unknown here on Horror Week.
It sounds like that seance went okay. No demons were let in.
Yet.
Just a relative. Oh, okay.